Proclamation number 7203, dated the November 6, 1958. Rejection of the divine word and spiritual arrogance. Anyone who rejects the word of God in spiritual arrogance when it is offered to him through my servants on earth will be seriously accountable for it one day. Since it is not spiritual inability to be able to recognize something bright, but it is a rejection due to dishonorable motives supported by my adversary's influence. Spiritual arrogance excludes all scrutiny. Spiritual arrogance is an obvious sign that the person is subject to dark influences, for spiritual arrogance is the distinctive mark of the one who opposes me because he refuses to acknowledge me. Spiritual arrogance of the first fallen spirit resisted and rejected the light which permeated him, therefore utter darkness engulfed him. Hence the human being will remain in spiritual darkness when he arrogantly rejects the light again, when my grace wants to emanate it in order to provide a glimmer of enlightenment to his heart. But the reason for refusal is important, for it can also be rejected due to other reasons which cannot be as condemned as this very arrogance of a human being. And one can speak of spiritual arrogance when a person believes that he needs no further instructions, that he has sufficient spiritual education, when he overestimates his own knowledge and therefore believes that he does not need additional information. However, even then the human being should still be prepared to examine what he is offered. If he still maintains his will with conviction and rejects it again, then his verdict will not be as severe, then he lacks judgment due to spiritual blindness. If, however, he omits all scrutiny, then the human being's blatant rejection will repel my hand of grace that I offer him, and the responsibility will hit him hard one day, for one day he will realize the truth, and then it might be too late. No one can be forcibly persuaded to accept my word, but everyone will sooner or later have the opportunity to seriously deal with questions of doubt, for I place such doubts into the hearts of those who are not yet on the right path. All people should, in fact, form an opinion about such questions. They would only derive benefit from it, for they will certainly receive clarification providing they genuinely desire it. But then it will show whether the person seriously desires the truth, for it will indeed be offered to him. Spiritual arrogance, however, will instantly reject it because this is my adversary's will, and his determination will be fulfilled by those of like spirit. Arrogance caused the fall of the former being of light, and arrogance is therefore also his supporter's nature, which unmistakably characterizes them as his followers. And a big step has to be taken. The human being's nature has to seriously try to change itself. The person has to step down from arrogance into humility and thus completely detach himself from my adversary and approach me with utter humbleness. Only then will a light shine into the person's heart, and only then will he be able to recognize the precious gift of grace which my word represents to every person and his soul's salvation. Only then will he gratefully accept what the Father's love offers to his child. Then he will hunger for food and drink, yet also be constantly satisfied by my love. Amen.